Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 475, GriffCon 2015, recorded live on April 16th, 2015. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Biowolf.
And we're here today to talk with our special guests that are putting on a Kickstarter for their booth at RTX. They've done this for the past 2 years, and they're a hit for the show and a hit to us. And they are the fine folks at Griffball Hub.
We're special.
Featuring Goose.
Yay!
And Cal.
Totally.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Goose.
I'm Cal.
Hey, and it's not over a year since you were on here last.
We're slowly making
progress. You were on Podtacular like a month ago? You were with Receptor, right? Recently?
Yes. We were talking about spectator mode. And I mean, what
for
other
Halo
community are you going to talk to if you're talking spectator mode?
Of course. The most hardcore of the esports guys. That's us.
Hey, thousands of views per night.
Except we're the esports guys that are pro Ricochet.
Yeah, so Goose and Cal are kind of some of the minds behind Griffball Hub, which is basically Griffball Central for anything and everything Halo related Griffballs. So if there are any experts when it comes to streaming over Twitch with Halo, they're probably the ones to go to. And they have been around for 7 years, is that right?
Griffball just had its 7th birthday in last December. Griffball Hub was started in May of 2008, I believe.
Yeah.
So next month would be our 7th year for Griffball Hub.
Nice.
Very good. Magical number 7.
It's okay, Goose. Don't cry. Tears of joy, right?
Right, of course. Exactly where I was.
You want to talk about tears of joy.
Yeah, but now your name on the forums is Dr. Goose.
That's true.
So you got that.
Progress.
That is a very distinct change into the staff lineup at Griffball Hub.
Yep.
Well, you have Dr. Leo. You have Dr. Goose.
Yep.
Is there another doctor on staff?
There's Taco Power PhD. And we also have True Flying Cow. If he's not currently a doctor, he's
like got to have his doctorate.
He's got
by
like
now.
A year just being a doctor.
He's a medicine doctor.
So he's
and
a doctor.
Sure
doctor.
There's somewhere too.
Yeah, you can make a whole team of just doctorates.
Yeah.
A whole Griffball team. You must be this educated to enter.
You should make a team called the PhDs.
Yeah,
but I don't have a PhD
or something.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And TFC wouldn't have a PhD. He'd have an MD.
You all have different doctorates.
No, Leo and Taco Power PhD both have PhDs.
Oh, yeah. Leo's is in, like, computer or something or other?
Cryptography.
That's not a real thing.
He has a doctorate in cryptography? Oh, my gosh. He must be a math genius.
Yeah, that's what it, why his hair is so big. It contains all the secrets. There we go. The pain doctor. I like that.
The pain doctors?
Yeah, someone, Shiro.
That could get tricky.
Shiro. We're going to call him Shiro in the chat box said that. I like it.
Anyways, so we're going to talk about your Kickstarter, which you just launched last week, but we also got some Halo news to talk about as well. Today decided to be a media explosion of Halo news for some reason. I don't know why in particular today, but we got it today. We got our community update. We have the release of Spartan Strike, which was delayed for 4 months. We have a new cannon fodder. We have IG Atlanta coming up this weekend. It's just like, everything decided to just get dumped into these last 24 hours. So we're going to kind of skim over that real quick, and then we'll get right to the Kickstarter stuff. So for first thing, Spartan Strike is out now, available on Windows 8 devices, Steam, and iOS. It wasn't originally out for iOS, but now it is, and you can pick them up for $5.99 a piece across all three stores. Not on Xbox 360 or Xbox One right now, although it's probably safe to say because it's running on Windows 8, it'll probably hit Xbox One at least in the future at some point. I would be very surprised if they didn't include it there. You can also get it on Windows Phone 8 as well. I think the Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 run off of the same store. So if you buy it on Windows 8 PC or tablet, then I think you should be able to download it without having to rebuy it on Windows Phone. I'm not sure if someone in the chat has done that. Let me know and I'll shout it out. But I think that's the way it worked for Spartan Assault, and I think that's the same way it works for Spartan Strike. And of course, Spartan Strike is the sequel to Spartan Assault. You start off in New Mombasa during the events of Halo 2, and then you actually jump to the time of Halo 4 where you're fighting Promethean. So there's new enemies, vehicles, new weapons. They got the Warthog in there for all you Warthog lovers. So all that is available for now, right now. So you can go download it. I have it on my Surface. So I'll probably play a little bit of it tonight and this weekend as I watch the tournament for this weekend. Have you guys played Spartan Assault?
I have.
I played through Spartan Assault out for the Xbox One. I remember there was a little bit of time where they were doing that song and dance. Was like, you better buy it at a Microsoft product that's not your Xbox, because it's not coming to Xbox. Oh, just surprise, it's coming to the Xbox. So I have to imagine we'll get a similar thing with Spartan Strike, that I imagine it's going to come to the Xbox One at some point. They just don't want to say it.
Yeah. I do like that they made it $5.99 instead of $14.99 to start, because that was a little ridiculous.
Oh, and they Spartan Assault too, they had that thing where if you bought it on for Spartan Assault when that came out, if you bought it like on your tablet and then you bought it on your Xbox, you got it for your Xbox at a discount. Was that right?
Yeah, right. You could get it for $4.99 if you had previously bought it on Windows 8. But wasn't it a Games with Gold like shortly after Xbox One came out?
Yeah, basically. It was like one of the things. It was like one of the first Games with Gold for Xbox One, if I remember correctly.
I think it was probably the first one for Xbox One.
Yeah, I think it came out in November or in December, like the month after the Xbox One came out. Spartan Assault was available on the console, and then the Games with Gold started like the following spring. So it was only like a couple months later that they're giving it away for free.
Yeah. So who knows? Spartan Strike. Well, I'm guessing it'll come to Xbox One. I don't think they would be without it for that long.
No.
That's just my hunch, though.
I'm enjoying this, though. For a little bit that I did play with Spartan Strike, I'm really enjoying it. I'd rather have it as a tablet game than I would with Xbox, though. I did notice that because I had Spartan Assault for Xbox, and I went back to it on tablet. It's a way better game on tablet, in my opinion.
So do you guys, for the tablet, I'm guessing, Bio, you're actually using the touchscreen. I guess for Cal, did you use a controller?
Yeah, I played Spartan Assault on the Xbox One. I've never played it on a tablet. I might get Spartan Strike on my iPad, though, because it's only $5 and just to try it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm using on my iPad.
Cool. Next thing on the list is IG Atlanta is this weekend. It's the first event in Season 2 for HCS. So that is happening. There's a possible $25,000 prize pool that's going out. First place gets $10,000, I believe. Second place, I think, is 7 or 6, and it decreases from there on down. So that's taking place this weekend. It's one of two LAN events that is taking place during the second season of HCS. Then there's going to be the finals in late July, which will be in Burbank, California at ESL headquarters. So there's a lot more online tournaments this year, and the point structure has changed. The way that they're ranking people and how it gets seeded into Championship Sunday for all the online tournaments has changed. So you can actually learn a little bit more about that on our interview that we did with ESL, which just came out earlier this week, episode 472. We got to sit down with the creative director at ESL, which is Clutch. You would have seen him up on stage at all the HCS events. And then, of course, at the finals, he was the one doing a lot of the interviews as well. So we got to talk with him. We got to talk to Timo, who is actually kind of the project coordinator for Halo in ESL. So he was the one that set up all of the point structure, the brackets, and help schedule the events and everything when it came down to the HCS stuff itself. So he's the brains behind Halo and ESL. So there's a huge shout out to him. If you get a chance, hit him up on Twitter, congratulate him and thank him for the awesome stuff that he's done with HCS. And it was a really fun podcast. So I hope you guys go check it out. So that's taking place this weekend. The fun starts tomorrow, Friday, April 17th, and it goes through to Sunday. And of course, it's going to be streamed on the Halo channel and on the Halo Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Halo. So I'll be watching and playing Spartan Strike and working on the mole somehow in there.
Multitasking.
Yeah, or trying to, for the most part.
Oh, so if something goes really disastrously wrong at the Halo tournament, should we just pretend it's some kind of publicity stunt, some kind of advertising you're doing for the Mole series?
I like what you did there. I wish Jack was here to hear that, because he would have just gone crazy and dropped the mic. That was good.
Sorry, guys, the stream crashed. Was it the work of the Mole?
Was it sabotage? Yes.
Sabotage. It's not the players suck. It's sabotage.
Totally, totally.
Said as one of the players. So I think that's, I feel like that's
right.
For me to say.
Goose can badmouth anybody on that show. It's fine.
Yeah. And then the final piece of news for today is we have the next content update for the Master Chief Collection coming out next week.
Yay.
And it's going to address some things, which I know the people in here are very happy for. In the list of things that they're updating, of course, there's the standard improvements to party and stability for the game, improvements just generic across the board. There's going to be improvements to the ranking system, and to a degree that they're going to be able to roll out ranks across additional playlists. So everyone who's been complaining about not having ranks in other playlists other than Halo 2 Anniversary, you won't have to wait much longer. They're going to be rolling the new ranking system out to Team Slayer and HCS. And of course, the Halo 2 Anniversary playlist is going to get wrapped in that. Shortly after this update goes out, though, your rank in the Halo 2 Anniversary playlist will get reset. So if you're trying to reach some rank before it resets, then you might want to play this weekend. Just saying.
Sad.
Mine's an 11. Not that impressive.
14. It's all right. Wish it would have been higher, though.
Although, I will say, with this content update, I think this is the one that's going to make me start playing Master Chief Collection a lot more on a regular basis. I don't know why I say that. I just feel that with a lot of the stuff that's coming up in this update, not to say that the previous one wasn't good, because it definitely fixed a lot of issues, but I have a feeling this one is actually going to attract a few more players back into playing MCC a lot more often.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, people are liking rank, and the fact that the ranks, for a lot of people, the ranks glitched several times. So, like, I know one person that got to rank 50, and he got reset all the way back to zero. Got to rank 45, it got reset again. So, hopefully, with everything stabilizing, that it actually, after them resetting it this time, it doesn't screw up.
And that's why you one can don't hope. Play ranked.
Just
never try.
Ranks and...
I think for some people, though, it gives them a goal to achieve. I mean, it's always something to strive for.
Yeah, that's where I'm with it.
Wait until we can get ranked Griffball, though.
Okay, well, that's not Shooty Halo. That's different.
Okay.
With
I mean, I think you could have a ranked Griffball playlist. I don't see any reason why you couldn't before. Throw...
There was one week, one double XP weekend. Actually, I think they did it twice. Double XP weekends in Halo 3 where they had ranked Griffball instead of unranked Griffball. And it was really cool because when we went into the playlist, you know, we'd play... ton of Griffball that weekend, of course. But like by the time we hit Saturday, we'd start getting matched up like consistently with league players and have really, really great games every single time. Whereas, I mean, this is a humble brag, but normally we just go into matchmaking playlist and steamroll all the randoms in there. But it's so nice when it ranked Griffball because then we get matched up against other league players. And it was really, really nice.
No, the best thing about having Griffball ranked is we'd go into Shooty Halo and we'd have our 50s and some smartass would say, oh, did you get your 50 in Griffball? We said, well, yeah. I mean, is there
it's legit
that?
Yeah.
1v1 me, bro.
You mad, bro?
Don't hate.
But yeah, ranks and all that crap, nobody cares about that. What everybody is really stoked for in that update today was that they're finally fixing Halo 3 Forge so you can have objective maps.
No, not just objective maps. You can have Halo 3 Griffball.
You can have Halo 3 Griffball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to play off of that, they're fixing the Forge mode in Halo 3 where everything that you could do to access the other game types, you can finally do. So for everyone who loves track trash compactor or fat kid and all those random stuff, you'll be able to do that, including Griffball. And one of the things I would like to see get remade is the Bungie 500 race track map on Foundry. That'd be cool.
I just like that Griffball was lumped in with fat kid. Actor.
So no. There's a reason for that, because talking with people last week during our game night, I don't know why, but for some reason, and this is especially amongst the younger age of people that play Halo 3, the one thing I hear all the time is fat kid for custom games. From just about everybody, I hear that game type.
It's either fat kid or what was the other one? Jenga Tower. Jenga Tower is another big one that they seem to like a lot.
Remember Tremors?
Oh, God, I love Tremors.
That was a fun one.
So good.
Where it was like people in Valhalla and they had their own choppers and you had to get to the base to avoid them.
You were moving the flag and you had to not get splattered by the choppers.
Yeah.
It was intense.
That's funny.
I think there's something very special about Halo 3 customs, because people, this was the first time we had access to Forge to make all these crazy game types, and it was the first time we had any kind of file sharing system, so people could actually go online and, you know, check out their favorites and download them and share their favorite maps and game types. So you could actually have something go viral, like, hey, somebody invented this really cool game type. You know, you got hammers and swords in a box court. Let's all check it out and download it. And it can just spread like wildfire out there.
But wait, there's a truck in the ceiling. Ha!
So I think there's something really special about Halo 3 Customs that people are anxious to tap back into, because it was our very first experience to that kind of malleability in a video game.
Well, I mean, I think that's one thing I missed too, is because we had such fun with custom games in Halo 3. And I mean, that, like I've said it before, that's what we did every single weekend. We built a map and we built the game type and all these different things on that weekend, on that Friday night, stayed up until probably 6 o'clock in the morning, passed out till 12, and then that Saturday we played endlessly. And it was probably one of the crappiest maps you'll ever see. So it's like, it was fun. It was really fun. And like you said before, some of the popular maps that got out there was because people were looking at for file share.
And one of the cool things...
I'm hoping that's something they fix in the later update, because that's one thing that's really killed the forging community and a lot of just the community aspect of it.
And one of the cool things about Halo 3 Forge was that you didn't have all the shiny tools we have now. And I'm sure the forgers are like, no, don't ever take us back to that. But there is something to be said about the creativity that comes out of having some pretty significant constraints. I mean, you think about the stuff people were able to do in Halo 3 with those very, very minimal tools. And to me, that's just so much more impressive. It's like looking at the Great Pyramids versus,
like,
I don't know.
Like a skyscraper
today. Like a skyscraper.
Yeah.
Like, cool and all, but they didn't have forklifts. They didn't have snap or rotation, you know? So there definitely is a nostalgia there.
Oh, yeah. It just shows how talented the person really was when they were forging something. I mean, you can definitely tell how much time they put into it between now, that you can sit there and have phased things and things you can snap and everything like that. That'll take you an hour compared to the hour that would maybe get you the first couple, whatever. Like, it'll take less time, which it was impressive, some of the stuff that people came up with. And
If I remember correctly, Knockyard, you know, who Master Forger and does a bunch of Griffball maps, if I remember right, he said right before the Master Chief Collection came out that in Halo 4, he can build a map that's to matchmaking standards in an afternoon. In Halo 3, it took him a month.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. And I think one of the things that was really cool, too, that people weren't expecting was race maps. Like, you had to do a lot to get that track the way it was. You had to sit there and stack it on top of one another and then put it there. Like, there's a lot of work that went into it.
And one of the things about the Forge in Halo 3, and I think this was kind of one of the things that was iconic to the Halo 3 Forge, is just how much time and how difficult it was. So everything that was done in Forge was basically a work of art, and everyone was basically, like, whenever a new custom came out and it took off, like, everybody knew about it because the community was that knit and the file share just worked so well. And part of that we just miss with the Master Chief Collection, not having the file share and just how it's kind of evolved over the past games. And
can you imagine how great it would be if in one of the menus buried on the MCC you had a list of, hey, here's the top 10 downloaded maps this week, and here's the top 10 downloaded game types this week. Check them out.
That would be nice, like the Bungie favorites.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing.
So 343, if you're listening, Just free-flowing ideas here. Just run them out to the universe.
Yeah, put it on your to-do list.
We don't even want credit. You can just take it the way you took Griff Paul's metal system and put it into Ricochet. We don't care. We're proud. We're happy. Just take it and go. What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, it's true.
Fast Break is totally
a pro run.
A pro run.
Yeah, it is.
But we're happy, so thank you. Nothing but love.
So I'm hoping to see that we get a lot more of the classic customs back and that we can actually get some of that community back, because I think the Halo 3 customs is where it really started to kick off and really get that community support. I mean, Halo 1, we had Halo. That was the brand new thing. Halo 2, we had the online. Halo 3 was really that forge that I think brought the community together. And I know for a lot of people, it's kind of too little too late with the Master Chief Collection, but to have all these options and to kind of help bring that nostalgia back, I think that's going to help out quite a bit to maybe gain some more numbers back and sustain the game until we get Halo 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though, is I have seen so many tweets about, you know, rip MCC, rip Halo, it's over, it's ruined, whatever. And then Hunt the Truth comes out. Oh, my God, Halo's back. We back.
Yep.
Like, how many times are you going to leave and come back? Have you thought about maybe just staying for a while?
People are bipolar. You know, that's all it really kind of shows. It's just like...
I think it's an insult to people who are bipolar, quite honestly.
Yeah. The way I figure it, the Xbox One is going to be sitting under my TV for a number of years. Like, Microsoft's not going to release their next-gen console for, you know, probably at least 6 or 7 years from now. And
right.
Master Collection is going to be available on my Xbox One and soon, you know, streaming on other devices. So the Master Chief Collection isn't just a game that's just, it's not going to disappear come October when Halo 5 comes out. That if like next January, I'm like, you know, I want to take a break from Halo 5. I want to play Halo 3 Griffball again. I want to play Halo 4 Griffball again. Or, you know, I want to play Halo 2 Shooty Halo or run through the Halo 1 campaign again. You know, it's just a voice command away of hopping over to the Master Chief Collection and loading up these games again. They're always going to be there. These things don't disappear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many things that people will have to go back to for different things. I mean, you have the speedrunners. You have people that want to do, for maybe some nostalgic reasons, they want to have some sort of LAN or something with Halo 2. Like, everybody's constantly going to go back to the old games. It always has been like that. I mean, people pull out the Xbox 360 as we just did our game night to play ODST, you know.
Right now, Pro Ace Joker, who just got partnered on Twitch, by the way. Congrats to him. Right as we're doing this podcast, he's doing a speed run of Halo 1 through 4. And
because he's insane.
And you got to believe that once Halo 5 comes out, he's going to be doing speed runs of Halo 1 through 5 all on the Xbox One.
Yep.
It's just not normal. Like, it's really possible.
Well, that's why they name an achievement after him.
Yeah, well deserved, too. I can't even beat one in the amount of time it takes him to beat all of them.
I know.
Practice.
Lots and lots
of practice. Yeah. The other thing in the update that they said they are going to include is new penalties and monitoring for quitting and betrayals. I'm not exactly sure what that could mean. I'm guessing we might actually get a timeout penalty or maybe a bigger hit on the skill rank part. I don't know.
Hopefully. Or maybe just the general player rating, the one that's on the dashboard.
Maybe.
You might know more about this.
I think this is probably more game internal, though,
there was
than
a thing,
overall
there,
reputation.
There was a thing where Microsoft had an idea where, I remember they mentioned this at a PAX panel once. I don't know if that's in the Xbox One now, where if you start to quit and get a bad reputation, you get matched only with other people who quit and get bad reputations, so that all of them are trapped in like this horrible troll hell and they don't have to infect the normal people.
It's a good way of looking at
it. I do remember them talking about that, yeah.
Yes, that is correct. If your reputation goes down, you cannot play with anybody at a higher reputation than you are at. And there are three levels. Most people are in the, hey, you're A-okay. There's some people in the warning zone, and there's some people who are like the scum of humanity at the very bottom. The nice thing about this reputation system, though, is that you can work yourself back up, because that's a very basic psychology thing. Is
if
you
take
all my
trolls give you a thumbs up, you can recover from the bad zone?
Yes, but it's very, very complicated in how it works. I I don't think I can actually say much more than that, but it's really cool. And I, that's what I would imagine is that that's where I would think it would go into.
That would be cool.
I like it. The modern.
Yeah, that makes sense. I wonder how it's going to take effect in game, though, because wasn't there something that in Halo 3, if you quit so many games, you couldn't play matchmaking for like 15 minutes or so?
Yeah, it was like 15, 20 minutes. And it also, one of the things that popped up was, are you sure you want to quit? Are you a quitter? Or yes, I'm a quitter and all that stuff.
That got me every time. Like I would be 1v8 on big team battle and I'd be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I'd go to say quit. Are you a quitter? I'm like, no. No,
and it's like, do you want to finish the fight? Do you want to finish the battle with honor? I was like, yes.
Oh, okay. I'll sit here and die over and over again. Just don't look at me like that, Chief.
That's one thing I'd really like to see in Halo 5 is a surrender option where if everybody, if you know, you're like X number of minutes into the game or X percentage, like 20% through the game, either time-wise or score-wise, everybody on the losing team can vote to forfeit. And if it's unanimous, then the game ends right there. So if you're stuck in a big team battle match where your teammates quit and it's 8v2, you can, and everybody's like, you know, the team that's with the 8 and the team's with the 2, like everybody in the game's like, can we move on to the next one? You would have an option to, the losing team can surrender and without getting a quitting penalty, move on to the next match.
Yeah, that's the point where I just try to get it over with as quick as possible. And it's like, I'm not going to quit, but I'm still going to fight like I would normally fight.
Nope. I find a hidey hole and I stay there because if I'm going to have a miserable time,
so are you.
And what might happen, it was what almost happened to us. We were playing with some friends and it was big team. And I think it was 8v2. And teammates were just betraying each other because that's what Green Army does, or rather Green Army Junior does when you play with them. They just blow each other up with rockets. And by the end of the match, we only won by 1 point. We had been up by 20. Because of their specialness. Because
the one guy in the other team was playing serious and trying to get kills where our teammates were killing each other.
He got the sniper and he got like 10 legitimate kills and we almost lost that game because of dumb. So
if you're outnumbered in big team battle, wait for your opponents to get bored and start killing each other and then take advantage of that.
Yes.
All you need is get one bullet hit on them and then you get the credit for the kill.
Yeah. But yeah, I like the idea of a surrender.
But however, now that they're fixing the betrayal penalties, the opponents might, you know, have their numbers whittled down and they boot each other.
I don't think Green Army Jr. will ever stop betraying each other, no matter the penalty.
No.
Or just take it to customs.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing for the betrayals, it's more of how the game calculates a betrayal is what I'm thinking it means.
It seemed to have been a pretty high bar for what we've been in the Master Chief Collection previously. Like it's,
right.
I've seen a lot of videos of people like, hey, this guy betrayed me 8 times in a row for the sniper rifle or whatnot, and I never got an option to boot him. So I'm guessing they're lowering that bar a bit so it's easier. So that, do you want to boot this player menu comes up more frequently.
Can we just all agree that getting that screen when someone's been betraying you and booting the person might be one of the most satisfying feelings in the entire world?
I want to hear the grunt birthday party sound when you hit the button.
I want to hear a different sound. Probably this podcast.
I think the grunt birthday probably would be appropriate. I'm interested to hear what you think after the cast. It's also fun to troll people, like when someone does actually accidentally betray you and you're in a party with them. It's like, I have the option to betray you right now. And you just poke fun at each other.
I remember when one of the first times it was there, Cal betrayed me and I'm like, haha, I'm going to boot you. And I booted him and it ended up booting both of us because we were
on the same TV,
I was like, yeah.
Darn it.
You are the tool to your own destruction.
Yeah, backfired. But it's the principle of the thing.
Right.
Gotcha. So with the update to Forge as well, they're going to be updating the other playlists with new Halo 3 game types and maps. So for all those playlists that have Halo 3 in them, you can expect some Halo 3 game type updates in those as well. So that's going to be coming back as the featured playlist as well, and I think that's going to be going out either shortly after or with the update next week. And I believe that's pretty much the news for the week.
It's a lot of news.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
Quite a bit.
But you haven't touched on the biggest news of the week.
Well, of course. Say the best for last.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was the biggest news of last week and continuing on to this week. But
it's the story of the month. It's the story of the month.
Through
11 o'clock p.m. on May 2nd.
Yeah, so you guys didn't. I'll get to it in a minute. So, the reason why Goose and Cal are here is because they have a Kickstarter for their RTX booth, which is going to be in August this year. It's not 4th of July weekend. It's in August, which we will be there. We've talked about being there on the podcast before. We actually have submitted a panel for RTX, and we're hoping to get a slot on Saturday, and we're going to do our 10th anniversary show there. With everything that we're doing with extra podcasts for Hunt the Truth, we actually might get it to where episode 500 will be our 10-year anniversary show. Quite possibly.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Be very cool.
So if that happens, we will be very happy. That was going to, of course, be joined by... do I want to say it yet? No, I'm gonna hold that as a tease.
Suspense.
We have some special guests coming that will be on the panel. It's going to be a great panel. I've asked for 90 minutes of the panel because there's some extra stuff that I want to do with it, like some trivia with some giveaway stuff, talking about the history of Podtacular, where we've come from, do some Q&A sessions, and lots of cool things as well during the panel. So that is one thing. Do you know if they do 90-minute panels?
They're 60-minute panels.
It doesn't hurt to ask. They might accommodate.
Yeah, you can extend if you want to. I think you have to request it. The standard is 60 minutes.
Right. I requested it in my in the panel application, so I didn't know if there had been in the past 90-minute panels though.
I don't know off the top of my head, but that's usually because at RTX I don't actually have time to go to a panel.
Yeah.
I'm usually running around.
Just almost miss your own panel.
Yeah.
Except the three that you're on.
You did miss your own panel.
No, I did.
You did?
I did.
You missed like half the Kickstarter panel we did.
There was an emergency on the show floor. Somebody had to take care of it. Oh, the fun.
I thought that's what you had staff for.
No, it needs to be addressed by somebody at the top.
Yeah.
So I had the choice of talking about spreadsheets with the Kickstarter or going and...
the spreadsheet is so cool.
And that's Cal's favorite part, so I didn't want to take that from him.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I went and did a thing.
Let's lay down the groundwork for this Kickstarter. So this is for funding your booth.
Yes.
And you're actually doubling your space yet again this year to get the biggest booth space you can get, right?
No. It is the... It's the same space. Last year we had 400 square feet, and that's what we're going for again this year, just because more floor space wouldn't really improve the experience, and we can direct the money. The extra money that we're asking for is going into other things like t-shirts and having really awesome jerseys and other pieces of merch to improve the experience there, as opposed to just taking up more space.
Yeah, we've been, this is, like Dusty said, this is our third year doing a Kickstarter. Our first one was in 2013. We raised about $4,500.
Yes.
And we were able to get a 10 by 20 booth, which was enough for like four Xboxes, and we were split screening on TVs. So that was our first time exhibiting at a show like RTX. And then last year at Kickstarter, we raised $9,200. And that's where we got our 400 square foot mega booth with 16 gaming stations. And we were selling t-shirts and tons of free swag we were giving away, like the cool Griffball box art and, you know, lanyards and bags and stuff like that. And then our Kickstarter this year, we're asking for a little over $11,000, which is pretty much repeating what we did last year in a giant mega booth with gaming stations and swag and all that stuff. Some of the swag is a little nicer. And some of the money is going towards purchasing things like games cases and Xboxes rather than just borrowing them from other booths. That way we can actually have it, Griffball Hub can have a real collection of those sort of things so we could use them at future conventions without having to ask for money again.
Yep.
You know what would actually be really cool to use instead of the games cases is they have the games monitors.
Yep. We've looked at those. We've done a lot of shopping around and a lot of pricing. One of the nice things about the games case is that it's almost indestructible, whereas a monitor, you'd probably have to get the nice backpack thing to go with it, which, if I remember right, the backpack is, I don't know, it's ridiculous.
I can trust that I would drop the games case into, like, the post office, and they can bang it up, and it'll arrive okay at the...
The screen, maybe not so much.
Gotcha.
But no, we did a lot of shopping around, you know, games cases versus and the different games cases too. So we're actually looking at the Sentry, which is the smaller version of the games case, just because one, it's less expensive, so because it's smaller. It still fits the Xbox One. You do have to get the Xbox One pad for it, but it still works. And by having a smaller case and a little bit of a smaller screen means that there's actually more space for people to have elbow room at the booth as well.
And hand sanitizer.
And hand, that has nothing to do with the games cases.
Well, you know, like, if you're where the games cases keep, have more room to put things like hand sanitizer.
That was the most disturbing thing last year is we bought a ton of hand sanitizer and none of it was used. I cried.
It was a little gross.
It was, yeah, it was nasty. But yes, we're trying to get this all together. We're really excited. We're about halfway there, about the 50% mark as far as funds raised. So that means we're about $5,000, a little bit over. And then we, you know, are about halfway through the Kickstarter ourselves. So we're looking pretty good.
Awesome. So what's some of the stuff that people can expect at your booth if they're at RTX?
Well, we have lots of free stuff. That's something that we definitely like to put out there. Wristbands, lanyards, box art for Halo 5 and for the Master Chief Collection. Of course, they're Griffball Edition, so they're the only place you can get them. We also have items for sale. For example, we're going to be selling t-shirts. We have some really sweet Griffball t-shirts, including two brand spanking new ones. And if you go to the Kickstarter, you can actually see them. One is like a Griffball Evolution shirt that has a Halo 3 Griff, a Halo 4 Griff, and a Halo Reach Griff on it. We have the MLG one, so it's basically the Griff arm, or Griff arm, the Griffball guy giving the stiff arm in an MLG or Major League Baseball kind of look. The Classic, which is our baseball-looking tee. We've also got a World Tour, which has the names of about 24 courts on the back of it. And then our last one, the super shiny one, and it might be my new favorite, is a picture that Messiah Muffin, one of our community members, drew of Tartarus wearing stunner shades with his arms crossed, and it says original Griffballer in a graffiti font underneath it.
I want that shirt so bad.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's really cool. A couple other things we're going to be doing is we're having a deck of Griffball playing cards.
Yes.
So it's like a standard, you know, like poker cards, except the face cards are Spartans. Instead, so
also drawn by Messiah Muffin.
He's very talented. So like, you know, playing card designs for the Spartans with hammers and swords instead. And then folks who donate $115 or more to the Kickstarter, which is the level at which you get this deck of cards, they will have an option to have a customized one of those cards. So one of the Spartans will have a symbol of your choosing on it, so that when you're playing cards, you can be like, hey, look at the King of Spades. That's my card. See, it's got my little. Got my little Podtacular emblem on it.
Did I hear Podtacular? No, but this is cool. The booth that they had last year was really awesome. They have lots of cool swag. And I will say the sleeves, the game sleeves, were by far popular. I actually got asked by quite a few people, do you have any extras? I'm like, sure, I'll send them out to you.
And to give perspective, I'm pretty sure we had 1,000 of each?
Yeah, 1,000 of each.
So
1,000 Halo 4, 1,000 Halo 5.
And they were all gone.
Yeah, all gone. I got a couple that I gave out to my friends, local friends over here. And they asked me, where'd you get this? Because they're huge fans of Griffball because they watch Red versus Blue, but they're not really, like, they don't know about Griffball Hub. So, like, I told them all about it. And it was really cool to see that they were really interested in that because of that one sleeve. Like, it brought up the conversation. So they're awesome sleeves. I have two of them. I have them sitting on my shelf right now. They look absolutely awesome.
Yeah, they're kind of a collector's item now because you can replace that boring old Halo box art with the box art of the game you actually play, you know? So soon we'll have to do a Halo 2 Griffball sleeve and a Halo CE sleeve.
Well, so you can go back and people can update their old boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a matching set.
Yep.
You know?
People put blood, sweat, and tears into the original box arts.
Ew.
That wasn't exactly the kind of reaction I was expecting.
Okay.
So Kickstarter, excited.
So a couple of our stretch goals for the Kickstarter, if we go above and beyond what we're originally asking, is the next $1,000 we raised above our $11,000 and change ask is to have a cash prize for our Griffball tournament at RTX so that the winners can, you know, walk away with some money for their efforts that weekend. Because if we have a booth, that means we'll be able to have our RTX Griffball Championship once again. We did it last year. It was awesome. The finals were at the Iron Gaming booth at a big screen and streamed on Twitch with Goose and Golden Boy doing the play-by-play. We'd like to, you know, have another tournament as big and as awesome as that one at RTX this year. But it's only possible if we have a booth.
Yep. And that's only possible through your generous support.
Yes. So please check it out. Donation levels start at $1. You know, if you donate $1, we tweet thank you at you. So even $1 goes a long way. But really, you want to donate like $100,000 because then it can all be done tonight. Just go and do that now.
Or if you want to see us suffer, we are doing a 24-hour stream starting at 8 a.m. this Saturday and going to 8 a.m. this Sunday.
Yeah, April 18th.
So if you're that kind of person, we will happily suffer for you if that means that you'll chip into the kitty.
Yeah. Yeah. During our live stream, we are going, I think it's like every $250 that are donated to the Kickstarter, we'll be giving away a prize like that aforementioned box art. We have some extra copies here and we'll be giving away some of those.
Yep.
As well as some other things that we have.
We have Halo 5 posters.
We do have Halo 5 posters. So we'll be giving away some cool stuff for every $250 we raise for the Kickstarter. And I think it's also for every 10 donors. So if you get 10 people to each donate $1, we'll give away a prize on the stream and mail it to you. So that's coming up this Saturday, too, which is a pretty big event for us.
So those Halo 5 posters are pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're sweet. And we got lots of stuff.
We have a couple as well that... Once we get a few things lined up, we'll be giving away as well. I have lots of posters. I actually found a lot of posters that I had left over from PAX Prime last year. The Master Chief Collection poster and the Nightfall posters is like, I'm doing a bit of cleaning and I just go through and it's like, oh, here's 12 posters that I just have lying around.
Yeah, it's always fun when spring cleaning leads to, you know, swagtacular.
There was lots of extra swag that I forgot that I had.
It happens. It just kind of accumulates. But yeah, so we'll be giving them out. That's this weekend. And again, the Kickstarter itself ends May 2nd. And we are, again, about halfway there. So you can help us get the other half. And we really appreciate all your support.
Very nice.
But don't make me sad.
You don't want to see the sad side of Goose.
Yeah, it usually ends up with like anger and stuff.
Yeah, it's very, it kind of meshes into the angry side of Goose.
It's kind of stabby.
Yeah, Goose gets stabby when she's sad.
So do it for Cal, because you don't want him to get stabbed.
No, please, do it for me. And she's not talking about like stabbed in Halo. It's like stabbed in the kitchen. Like, she drags you to the kitchen and locks the door, and I think I've said too much.
I haven't seen this part yet.
I'm a... Call in Protective Services, so I'll be right back.
I don't know what to talk.
All right. As far as the presence at RTX, do you have a lot of staff going again this year? Because I know that last year you had a lot of support, and then you also had your finals at the Iron Gaming setup. I don't know if they're going to be there this year with no big Halo event currently scheduled there. So what's kind of the gameplay look like?
We have a lot of Griffballers coming.
Yeah, the last count was about 50. So
another reason to donate to the Kickstarter, because you don't want 50 angry Griffballers at RTX with nothing to do. They'll get pretty destructive.
Yeah.
That's not a threat. That's
they'll find things to break, and we'd rather it be each other's faces in the game as opposed to everything else. But yeah, so the Griffball contingent there is going to be bigger than ever, which we're really, really excited about, and which makes it even more anxiety-producing to raise the money to make everybody happy. As far as the support from Iron Gaming, again, we've been in contact with them. They're not sure if they're going yet. So if they have
some other convention thing that's happening soonish. So
well, Gamescom is the same weekend.
Well, Gamescom is the same weekend, but they're also tied up with IG Atlanta.
Yeah, this weekend. So they're kind of focused on Atlanta right now and not even thinking about Austin yet.
Yeah. So they don't know whether they're going or not. So that's. You know, that plays into the larger amount that we're asking for and reaching out to some other individuals who can help us out. We have been in contact with Controller Shop, and they have expressed interest in providing controllers for us to use at the booth and possibly as like prizes and giveaways as well. So we're working with them on that. But we are always looking to collaborate. So if there's anybody out there that wants to get on the sweet, sweet Griffball action, let us know. We're more than happy to work with partnerships and the like. But yeah, as far as the Griffball presence, we're not worried. The only thing we're worried about is making sure that there's enough for them to do.
Yeah. So if you build a booth, they will come.
Even if the booth isn't built, they're still heading there, and you better pray that the booth will be there.
Yep.
There might be some dire consequences if there's not.
Then I'm not going. I'm just going to hide.
You're just going to hide?
I'm going to crawl under the bed and never come out.
Goose, where are you?
Okay, I'm pretty sure my heart would absolutely break. But I don't want to talk about it.
It's okay. We'll be okay. Trust me, on May 2nd, you're going to be very happy.
I think you guys will get it because you're not even halfway done yet. You've only been on the campaign for what, 9 days, 10 days?
Yeah. And the way Kickstarters normally work is you have a huge flurry of activity in like the first 48 hours and then it's quiet. And then you have a huge flurry of activity in the last 48 hours. As you have all these people who are like, oh yeah, that Kickstarter, I meant to donate to that. I guess it's ending now. I probably should give, huh?
Yes, please.
Right. Yeah. So there's 16 days left to donate. Again, it's going to be ending on Saturday, May 2nd. Are you doing a, I guess if you're doing a stream this weekend, are you doing a final 24-hour stream as well?
Probably not 24 hours, but on that Saturday, we will do a lot of streaming as like a big Griffball celebration day.
Gotcha.
Unless we're still like 10,000 away and then... Again, I cry.
What, and then we're going to hide?
Well, it's not even possible because you have less than 10,000 to go.
Hey, that's hard, okay, Smarty Pants?
all these people here is on Podtacular, and you're like, ew, I don't want to support those guys. Those are the people I'm supporting? Never mind. Undo. Don't you guys get any ideas?
If you pay $10, you can play Shooty Halo with us and then beat us really badly and feel fantastic about yourself.
Yes.
We won't even let you win. It will just happen naturally.
If you donate, we will say whatever line you give her on the stream. Anything.
No, there are things I will not say.
Here, can you say this? Hal is better than me at Griffball.
Never.
Oh.
Never.
Uh-oh.
That is the line right
there.
That's
the line?
Yeah. Yep.
I okay. Uncomfortable situation. Cal posted the Kickstarter in the chat. So for all those that are listening live, you can head on over there. Have there been any questions? I haven't seen any questions really pop up in the chat for the Kickstarter. So I guess everything is pretty straightforward. You can just head on over to griffballhub.com. Do you have it kind of pinned somewhere on the homepage?
You go to griffballhub.com/Kickstarter. It'll take you right to
that
the
works
page.
Too. Cool.
Or you can go to Kickstarter and type in the word Griffball.
With one F.
One F, and it magically appears.
That's, yeah. I don't know why people spell with two Fs, because that's not how it's spelled.
Griffball.
I'm going to fall victim to that, so...
The wrath of Goose is coming your way, sir.
Uh-oh.
The silence is the indication that your doom is near.
Uh-oh.
All right, so Griffball Hub's going to be there in full force. I have the utmost confidence that they're going to hit their goal. Definitely go over and check them out. They've been there for the past 3 years. They've been putting on a great show. I've been there for the past two, including the first time they had a booth there. And then they're doing again now. So I highly recommend you guys support this. It's probably one of the most trafficked booths at RTX. That's not specifically Rooster Teeth related. So I highly recommend you support them. Go give them your love and everything. And
preferably your money.
Just make sure that...
Yeah, if you give us your love, as long as it's in monetary form.
Yeah, support the Halo community. Because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. And also, tip my hat to Dusty. Because all the photos you see in our Kickstarter video and on the Kickstarter page itself...
Are
photos that he took at RTX last year. So he took some really nice shots of our booth.
Yes. Thank you. We couldn't have a nearly as pretty video without Dusty.
Yep.
I'll be there again this next year, filming and taking pictures and all that good stuff.
Hopefully of the Griffball Hub booth.
Hopefully.
Well, and hopefully of something else that we have planning in the works too. But
dun, dun, dun. Oh.
Yes, that will be remain hidden for a little while longer. You guys will find out soon enough.
Just say what it was then, because then I would have felt bad.
Yes, thank you for not saying what it was.
Dusty's giving lap dances.
Oh, okay. What? Well then.
But I did not agree to this. I did not sign anything for this.
It's one of our stretch goals for the Kickstarter that if we hit our funding goal, Dusty will do lap dances for anybody who donates $115 or more.
Yep.
Oh gosh.
Dusty.
No, I'm not Tex.
Them moves. Them moves.
Oh my god. What are you talking about, Bio?
Yeah, you know that marathon.
What do you know that I don't?
I don't know. Do you? I have no idea. What? Next can... Moving on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I think that's it for the night.
Yeah, I think, Zechariah is saying only 115. So that's right. Take two. Maybe three. There's a whole lot of Dusty to go around.
I have signed no paperwork for this.
This podcast supports this and confirms that Dusty will be doing lap dances, so...
I own this podcast.
Podtacular supports the Duststorm Lap Dancing Extravaganza.
Oh, my gosh. Go on, Griffle.
This has been an official announcement from the Podtacular Podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Anywho. So, with that nightmarish idea to haunt your dreams tonight, you can find... You can find Griffball Hub over at griffballhub.com. You can find them on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, basically Griffball Hub pretty much everywhere. And again, make sure you go check out their Kickstarter and support what you can for the Halo community. And of course, you can head on over to our website, podtacular.com, and check out all the latest stuff that we have there. The Hunt the Truth campaign is in full force, and we're splitting off our podcast to do one show of that per week, along with our regular show, which is this week. So you'll be getting two episodes basically for the next 11 weeks per week. Lots of Podtacular coming your way. You can also check out Godzilla's latest video. We just posted the Achieving Halo for the Silent Cartographer up this past week, going through all the achievements that you can get in one run through of the campaign. So great work for him. You can go catch that now, YouTube or podtacular.com/YouTube, and find it there. You can also find us on the podcast network. That is thepodcast.com. And you can find the other podcasts such as Guardian Radio, Critscast, Work in Progress, How to Murder Time, and the newly added The Learning Cliff, which is an EVE Online podcast. Griffball Hub also has a podcast of their own where they talk about the latest and greatest Griffball news every week, and that is the Griffball Hubcast. And you're not on Thursday nights anymore, are you?
Nope, we are on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Basically taking the convention time slot and doing it just throughout the rest of your normal recording?
Mostly it's because the third member of our podcasting triumvirate got a new job, and the only time that he can make is on Saturday or Sunday. So we moved it to accommodate him.
Gotcha. All right. So you can find them on Sunday mornings live on twitch.tv/GriffballHub.
Yep. It's like Saturday morning cartoons, but Sunday morning podcasts.
Well, it is like Saturday morning cartoons because you have the dramatic reading of
the comic
every week.
Yep. So that there are cartoons involved.
I heard that was in one recently.
Were you?
Or I was mentioned in something recently.
There's been a lot of them. I mean, we crack jokes about Podtacular just about every Hubcast, all relating to, you know, yeah, did you hear Podtacular is on their 5,000th episode today?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I thought I heard something like that recently.
That's probably pretty likely then.
Yeah. Still good nonetheless. I need to go and fish that out, whichever one that was. That will be it for us tonight. Huge shout outs again to Griffball Hub for dropping on by. Again, go check out their Kickstarter. They have 16 days left, just a little over $5,000 to go. So go support the Halo community and hope to see you at RTX.
Well, thanks for having us on the podcast again, Dusty. We really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. And until next time, keep on fragging Griff.
Yay! Wait, frag?
We're slaying.
What's a frag?
I don't know.
Is that like a sword? No, I think it's a very tiny bomb.
I think it's a tiny bomb that explodes just like the big bomb.
But
it's a small, it's a smaller explosion.
It's a small bomb.
Yeah.
Does it need to be in the Halo to explode?
It can explode. It's a small bomb that can explode anywhere.
So it's like hot potato.
Yes.
But smaller. Like a very, yes. Very, it's a tater tot.
The tater tot.
Hot tater tot.
It's self-arming. It's a self-arming mini bomb.
Okay. Okay. Cool.